It's time for From the Short Grass with Trey Schaap, a golf podcast for those who love golf, struggle with golf, and just like to enjoy the outdoors and fellowship with friends, all while chasing a ball around trying to put it in a 4 1/4 inch diameter hole. From the Short Grass is brought to you by Stevens Incorporated, an independent financial services firm with the freedom to focus on what matters most. Blackman Auctions. For over 80 years, better auctions have always been Blackman Auctions. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotels. We partner with you to deliver high-yield results by managing, developing, and investing in top-quality hospitality assets. And now, from the Short Grass, here is your host, Trey Schaap.
Welcome to another edition of From the Short Grass. I am your host, Trey Schaap. Congratulations to former Arkansas Razorback men's golfer Taylor Moore. He wins the Valspar Championship at the Copperhead Course at Innisbrook. They're outside of Tampa, Florida. He shoots a 4-under par in his final round for a 10-under par total to win by one shot over Adam Shinnick. Jordan Spieth finished third, tied with Tommy Fleetwood. They were both at 8-under par. For the win, Taylor Moore pockets $1,458,000. He also moves to number 9 in the FedEx Cup standings, and he gets an invitation to the Masters and the PGA Championship. He has now moved from number 103 to just inside the top 50 in the official World Golf Rankings. Congratulations to former Razorback Taylor Moore, another former golfer for Brad McMakin that has won on the PGA Tour. Coming up in this edition of From the Short Grass, I sit down with Chef Jamie McAfee, the general manager of Pine Bluff Country Club and an outstanding chef. And he also loves the game of golf, and you're going to hear about it in a minute. I want to tell you about Blackman Auctions. Since 1938, better auctions have been Blackman Auctions. You might have played the old Foxwood Country Club or Southern Oaks Country Club, as it's recently been known in Jacksonville, Arkansas. Well, they're about to auction that off. Go to their website, blackmanauctions.com, and find out more information about the Jacksonville Golf Course Auction coming up in the month of April. We're back with more From the Short Grass after this.
Strength is measured not by the number of accounts. Strength is placing value on relationships. It's having the vision and the guts to invest in growth. It's the commitment to responsibly manage your money. At Stevens, we believe that our strengths build success, not only for us, but for our clients. Stevens, member NYSE, SIPC.
When your travels take you to Bentonville for a meeting with Walmart, a trip to Crystal Bridges, or the Walmart Amp for a concert, make sure you book your stay at one of the top Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group properties. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group manages the DoubleTree Suites, an all-suite hotel with tons of meeting space, and the Hilton Garden Inn, which has been newly remodeled rooms throughout the entire property. The best place to stay in Northwest Arkansas is a Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group property. Visit them on the web at bphotels.com.
This is Thomas Blackman with Blackman Auctions. On Friday, April 14th, we are auctioning without reserve an 18-hole golf course in Jacksonville, Arkansas. This 145-acre property includes an 8,000-square-foot clubhouse, two equipment buildings, and a pool. Property has the very nice Foxwood subdivision to the south and a 6,000-acre WMA to the north, less than 15 minutes from downtown Little Rock. Once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to buy land like this in the city. For more information, go to blackmanauctions.com. Since 1938, better auctions have always been Blackman Auctions.
Welcome back to this edition of From the Short Grass. I am your host, Trey Schaap. Chef Jamie McAfee, the general manager of Pine Bluff Country Club, grew up in southern Arkansas, McGee, Arkansas to be exact, and he picked up the game of golf at a very young age. He's a world-renowned chef and a very good golfer as well, and I think you're going to enjoy my time with Chef Jamie McAfee. On the tee, Chef Jamie McAfee.
Chef Jamie, thanks for joining me on From the Short Grass, the general manager of the Pine Bluff Country Club, but you're also a world-renowned chef, and you love the game of golf.
You know, I really do. The entire reason I got in, I grew up in the country club business. The main reason that I stayed in it is because my love for the game of golf.
Really?
Yes. I knew I could play. When I ran the club at McGee for 18 years, I literally played 6 days a week. I hit 100 balls every day. And I volunteer coached the McGee High School golf team. They had a coach, and he didn't know a lot about golf. So it was a great way. When I hit my 100 shag balls a day, I had 10 kids out there, and we had a blast. We had 2 state runner-ups. My son was the state medalist. And to this day, I have 10 young men that can consistently shoot in the 70s, won several club championships and four balls. So, you know, it was a enjoyable time. I got to spend time with my son. Mm-hmm. And got to spend time with that age group. So, and I told my son, if you wanted me to spend time with you, you know, the only way I could do it, because I was also the chef, I have to work at night. So baseball was out of the question. Basketball was out of the question. So if you want to have your relationship with me, and I bet we played 1,000,000 holes together.
When did you first pick up a golf club?
Oh, God, probably 8, 9 years old. You know, you wake up in the summer. You just went up, you know, instead of hanging, you know, kids didn't hang around in the house at my age. So, mm-hmm. You know, we'd grab our clubs and go play. And we had to play early in the morning because the members, you know, if you were at a certain age, they'd run you, you know, get off this golf course. You know? So when the members were playing, getting ready to play, we always had a clean your shoes, little, you know, like selling lemonade, clean your shoes. We'd find... You know, we spent a ton of time in the bio finding golf balls. So we would, you know, sell them golf balls back. And, you know, it's probably one of the best sports for longevity that, you know, that I know of.
When did you really realize that I love this game and this is something I want to do for a long time?
You know, golf is a lot like being a chef. It's all prep. You know as well as I do, if you ever read the book, you know, Harvey Pinnock, you know, you can have a bad swing, but as long as you have the exact bad swing every day. When I say prep, when I would hit balls with McGee, I used 1 club every day. I'd hit 50 balls with a 6-iron into the wind. I'd mark it off. You know, I hit 70% of them 180 yards. Then I'd hit them downwind. I hit 70% of them, you know, 185 yards. Mm-hmm. And I kept a little book. When I picked them up, we didn't have a driving range. So I would take – I'm a left-handed, play right. So I'd take my left hand and I'd chip all my balls into a circle and I'd pick them up. You know, I was always very consistent, didn't miss many fairways. Excellent chipper and putter. The hardest thing for me growing up on a 9-hole golf course is I had length. And, you know, that 50-yard wedge shot, I didn't hit a lot flat, but I'd blade them, you know. And in McGee, we had them turtleback greens. So
right.
You had to be a chipper.
So, yeah.
And to this day, I'm still a very good chipper and putter. You know, I don't play much anymore, but, you know, I've kind of took the last 10 years to really get my culinary skills to where, you know, I wanted them.
Did you play in high school?
I did once, you know, the district tournaments, went to state. But, you know, golf wasn't as important as it is now.
Right.
But we had a good time. And, you know, I won – in Monticello, I think we had district in 76, and I shot, I think, 69, 68. You know, I had a goal when I was in McGee every year, and I wrote it down, is I wanted to shoot 10 to 15 rounds in the 60s and less than 5 rounds in the 80s.
How many years did you accomplish that goal?
18.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, most of the time. Of course, you know, when you play 500 rounds in the summer, you know, it's not hard to accomplish.
I was going
to
say, yeah, I mean, that's pretty easy. I mean, yeah, you're working on the game quite a bit. When did you realize that you wanted to be a chef?
I went to work for Nike in Memphis.
Okay.
And my dad was a chef, obviously, and my mother. After a couple of years, I kind of looked at my, you know, who would want to spend, you know, the rest of their life in a warehouse? They had a wind dike in Memphis was right across the street from the Nike warehouse, and 2 years before I left, they had started construction on TPC. You know, Nike had just got into the golf shoe business, and so it became popular, if you worked for Nike, to go across Wind Date. They had two 18-hole courses and a 9-hole. So we'd go play the 9-hole.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to thinking, you know, I kind of missed this. I didn't have enough money to join a country club. So, you know, my dad got sick with lung cancer, and they called and said, would you want to come back home? And I said, absolutely, because my son had spent his first year in the Memphis school system, bussed him all across town. And I said, you know, there's a better way to grow up in the big city. So, you know, my wife was a daughter of a federal employee, so they moved every 2 years. And when we moved back to McGee's, she says, we will not move until our children graduate. So, you know, I kind of had fun. You know, I could still cook, play a lot of golf. And when my daughter graduated, George Macris called and said, we want you. And, you know, here I am. I don't play as much golf as I used to because, you know, when you play with the top five golfers at McGee, you know, day in, day out, you build that camaraderie ship.
You know a lot about each other, don't you?
You know, I had a great friend. He's like a half-brother, Bill Bowman, that owns McGee Bank. You know, I could be four shots up on him and three holes left, and, you know, he could just say one thing, just rattle me. He'd get in my head so quick, you know.
Don't you love that, though?
You know, I even tried to wear earplugs, and you can just look at it, look like, God dang it, you know. Kenny Johnson, I'm sure you know him, you know, playing with us one time, and he said, Jamie, you know why they're always chewing and, you know, kidding you? I said, no, why? He said, you're a great golfer, and they're scared of you.
Yeah.
You know, the only way that they could beat you is to get in your head. It worked 90% of the time.
That other 10, though, how was it when it didn't work?
I beat them.
Yeah.
You know, one of the fun things, we played so much golf, we had a game that is sort of like pool, call your shot. I naturally hooked the ball most of the time. So,
mm-hmm.
And then we went with that, and we started having a game that your opponent called your shot. So just tee box only. So, you know, every time Bowman would say, Jamie, you got to slice it. You know, of course, I would, you know, I'd get in his wheelhouse because he would, you know. But when I came here, you know, it also taught me to learn how to fade the ball. You know, I had a natural 5-yard draw. And I never hit the ball high. I mean, if it got over pin high, you know, John Smikley always said, you're the only guy I know that can, you know, hit a ball 10 foot high and still go 300 yards. It was just like a tiger stinger, you know.
Wow.
But when it hit the green, I mean, it reacted. Of course, you know, I grew up hitting baladas.
Yeah.
And I lost a club championship one time on McGee and 9 because I hit a 140-yard par 3, and I hit the green, and it backed off, and had the greens were cut, and it rolled all the way in the bow. But now, I'd tweak my wedge.
You souped it up a little bit, yeah. As they say. The move from McGee to Pine Bluff, you talked about Mr. George Macris wanting you to come up here. How did he find out about you, and how did that relationship work, and then moving here to Pine Bluff?
George sponsored our four ball. And me and him played a lot of competitive golf against each other. And when they would be in McGee, you know, they had little bread and breakfast. And I would wine and dine his group of people above and beyond what I would for the normal four-ball food. I'd call, you know, world-class chefs in to help me. And we did that for about 10 years, and he said, you know, I want you in Pine Bluff. And, you know, I interviewed here four times, and I always told him no. So when George called, he said, I didn't call to interview you. I called to hire you. You know, here I sat. But me and George has played we had a match one time when we got walked off 18 in a four ball. We both shook each other's hands saying congratulations for winning. You know, we won every other hole. We just couldn't remember who won. It was that type of match. And, you know, to this day, George is an excellent golfer.
Yeah.
You know.
He's done a lot for the game here lately
Around
the state of Arkansas with what he's been able to do with Simmons Bank and their sponsorship of the Arkansas State Golf Association, their sponsorship of a Corn Ferry Tour event in Nashville, just south of Nashville, and then their sponsorship of some PGA Tour players as well, specifically Will Zalatoris.
You know, I text him all the time. Man, you know, I love seeing that logo. And, you know, I was disappointed late last year when he hurt his back. But, mm-hmm. excellent player, and from what I've heard, a very good individual. But, you know, I can go to McGee. I play in their four ball every year with a friend, and I can still bump it around between 75 and 80. You know, if I played every day, it could get better. But, I, you know, luckily I still got a good putter. So,
the Pine Bluff four ball known, I want to say worldwide, but it's definitely statewide, that it is the four ball that if you want great food and unbelievable entertainment, it's going to be at the Pine Bluff Country Club.
You know, well, thank you. And you know, as far as the tournament itself goes, you know, you have to get your prop off to Matt Soto. He, you know, he's a very organized individual, and he pictures what he wants, and he likes to entertain because he sings, and he's very good at it. And the first one we had, I said, you do the four-ball stuff, don't worry about the food. So, you know, we got a good relationship on that. We go back and forth about pricing, you know. I want $100 a head. He said, no, you're going to get 80, you know. So, you know, we go back and forth, but nothing major. So, you know, he runs a great four-ball, and I think we do have – you know, some of the best food in the state when it comes to football.
Well, there's no question about it. What is it, though, that sets it apart? Is it the fact that you're able to get how much a head you need and the fact that you have the relationship with dealers and food vendors that you can get in here, the top-of-the-line food that you're able to prepare for the players?
I think we all have access. Any club has the access. It's just Matt gives me the creative ability to do with the food what I want. He's not just real strict on a menu. You know, he'll say, I want surf and turf. Is it feasible? You know, it might not be lobster. A couple of years we did lobster, but he gives me my creative freedom, and he says, you got a budget, and, you know, I stick to it.
One thing that I liked back when Wes McNulty and I were playing until we ended up losing one year to the Sanders brothers, and hey, they're great golfers in their own right, is the fact that you would have a champion's dinner and you would just come up with something. And I remember the first time, Chef, we had a filet, we had a twice-baked potato, and we had a little ramekin that had crab meat and just butter all in it. And just some of the things you come up with just amaze me, and the taste is just spectacular.
Thank you. You know, I got that idea from obviously my favorite sporting event, all sporting events, is the Masters. In McGee, the Masters Sunday, we would all get together, and I mean, it'd be 30 people in the bar, and we would bet on shots. You know, Tiger hit the fairway, I bet he hits it within 10 feet, and it was a blast. And afterwards, most time we were, you know, a little intoxicated, we'd go play a nine-hole scramble. And all them years of watching the Masters, you know, they talked about the champions dinner. And I'm still, me and Matt have talked about it. I'm still trying to get the winner of each flight. I'm trying to get a champions dinner. That's my goal. Mm-hmm. If we do anything to elevate our four ball, that would be one of them.
I just think that it's something that shows the flight winners from the year before that, hey, you accomplished something. We want to give you just a little bit more the next year. And it also, Chef, it gets them back
absolutely
to the tournament.
Absolutely. And I hope we can get it done, you know. I do think we have one of the best four balls in the state. And, you know, one of my goals as far as starting to ease back on my responsibilities is to be able to, you know, George calls me all the time, let's go play. So I want to start, you know, playing more golf. I want to start playing. My goal this year is to take every Wednesday off and do nothing but play golf, you know. You know, my son, when I taught high school, he won the state championship, played for Southern Miss. As you get older, your responsibilities change, and he said, Daddy, I don't have time to spend 5 hours playing golf. And, you know, I told him I start taking Wednesdays off. You don't have to play nine. I mean, 5 hours, just play five holes if you want. So my goal is me and him to start playing golf again. We used to never miss a Father's Day. We'd play 36 holes, you know. First time George had me here, we had a group of guys from McGee come. We played 36 holes. I mean, you know, Garland had the greens in perfect shape. You know, the faster the green, the better. I like it. And, you know, I shot in the 60s both rounds. But the second round, I only hit two drivers, you know, on 8 and 14. And, you know, I've always been – a very good long iron player.
Mm-hmm.
You could ask people, McGee, if I had a 4-iron at 200 yards and a wedge at 50, I'd hit the green with a 4-iron quicker than I would.
Right.
And I think the reason I was always a good long-iron player because I was very strong left-handed.
Sure.
You know, so. But as I get older, I don't hit down through it anymore. I kind of pick it.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
That happens.
Yeah, so.
What is it about Pine Bluff Country Club? Some people say that it is so good down here right now because of you. Because of the food that is presented to the members of the club.
So, like golf, it's just, you know, certain pride, excess of it. And Pine Bluff has been very, very generous in making sure that I'm a member. I'm not an employee. When you get to know a Trey Schaap or Wes McNulty or, you know, Matt Soto personally, first thing I look at is whose name's on the ticket, not what they ordered, but whose name. You know, they've basically let me run sort of a private restaurant inside of a Pine Bluff Country Club. They haven't held my hands, you know, so much, and they allowed me to get to know the membership, so I feel welcome. And you feel like a member. You don't feel like an employee. And Pine Bluff has been very gracious in that part of it, and that's the reason the food's better. It's easy for me to cook for anybody, but it's when I personally know you, it puts a different level on. I really want to please you.
Well, every time I've eaten some of your cooking, it's been the best. I tell my wife about it. I tell anybody I can. If you want a good meal, you've got to get down to Pine Bluff Country Club, and you better make sure Chef Jamie's in the kitchen that night.
You know, and I have a lot of good chefs, and I had, you know, I just had one to retire that spent 23 years here, and one is getting ready to step back, but I have a good young crew. You know, the reason I teach is I enjoy it. I'm good at it. But I'm kind of selfish in a way that I kind of handpicked a good one. And 60% of my staff now has come from school.
What is a go-to meal for you? If you're really going to impress someone off of a meal that you're going to cook, what is it going to be? There's no budget.
I like to do, and later in my career, I want to do in-home cookings for 8 to 10 people. I like to do 5-course dinners, and I really like to go outside the box and get you to eat something that you wouldn't normally eat. Always lobster and crab legs are good, but you know, maybe a cut of steak that you don't normally eat, lamb, you know, maybe a veal or something. But you know, when somebody tells me I won't eat that just kind of energizes me to say I can make you where you will like it. When I do a 5-course dinner, I typically have 4 different proteins. What we are doing in the culinary world now is we don't have to put protein, 2 vegetables, and a starch on the plate. We are starting to reduce our portions because food's gotten so darn high, and people don't want to just walk out just extremely miserable. So
yeah, well, they leave, you know, and they're like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe I ate so much.
But I do like to some of the 5-course dinners I've done that I've gotten comments on was I turned a lobster into a lobster corn dog. I like to do, you know, unique things that you just, you know, don't see. My favorite cooking channel to watch is Beat Bobby Flay.
Yeah.
That guy is one bad dude.
You think you could beat him?
I would love to try.
My money's on you.
You know, I've cooked with, you know, the great Paul Padome. I've cooked with Sam Choi, the Hawaiian chef, and I go to Cleveland, Ohio. I've been there 3 or 4 times. I forget the number. But Wolfgang Puck started raising money for that cancer hospital because his head sous chef got throat cancer. And that's turned into every other year they have 1,000 chefs, and they spend probably $1 million entertaining those chefs on Friday night. But in return, the chefs on Saturday night, there'll be 5,000-6,000 people come through. And you just fix 1,200 portions of your dish, and they'll raise $4.5 million on a Saturday night.
Wow! So
if you want to be around the who's who of chefs, everybody's there.
Favorite dessert to make?
Cheesecake. I'm very good at it. That's one of my strong suits.
Okay. Do you do a lot of the flamboyant stuff around it?
You can. The difference besides my what makes my cheesecake separate from anybody else is my crust. If you read any recipe, it's going to say 2/3 graham cracker, 1/3 sugar. You know, then you have your butter to moisten it. And My crust is more like a cookie. It's 50-50 sugar and graham cracker.
Okay. You know,
that's what sets it apart, and that's what keeps it from getting so soggy.
Favorite golf course you've ever played?
You know, I love McGee. I've been fortunate enough to play at Oceans with George a couple of times, and, you know, just the views on that golf course. Sometimes you forget, what am I doing? Sightseeing?
Where am I? Golf. Yeah.
Pine Bluff is – what I like about Pine Bluff is it makes you use every club in your bag. You know, McGee, not so much. You can play it with four. But it's home, so that's the reason I like it. But, you know, Oceans would be hard to beat.
Fantasy foursome, you and three others, living or deceased, that you would like to play a round of golf with, who would it be?
My son. Probably Bill Bowman and Joe Herron.
Okay.
You know, all buddies.
Yeah, yeah. That would be a good match.
Mm-hmm.
You just won the Proprietor of the Year for the Arkansas Food Hall of Fame. What does that mean to Chef Jamie McAfee?
Oh, man. It kind of verifies that I'm, you know, not necessarily the best, but I'm one of the best. And, you know, not only have I mentored a ton of chefs by teaching, you know, so like being a top 10 golfer, you know, I figure I'm one of the top 10 in the state. And the whole state knows it, not just the culinary world. And it was huge.
Well, I can speak from experience, and I mean, in my opinion, you are the best chef in the state. I don't know anybody that's better. That's my opinion.
Yeah, there's some good ones out there. I think what separates me from a lot of them is here in Pine Bluff, you're able to build relationships, and you're not an employee, and that's huge. I mean, I've been offered jobs all over this state, and you know. The life expectancy of some big clubs, the chef is about maximum 5 to 6 years. So, you know, I'm at the ass end of a great career. And the club let me go out on my terms. So, you know, they've been great.
Well, Chef, thanks so much for your time.
You're welcome.
Heading to El Dorado to check out some live music or to play Mystic Creek? Stay at the Haywood, the only boutique hotel in the middle of downtown and the Murphy Arts District. If you are spending a weekend in Hot Springs, make plans now at the Marriott Courtyard close to Lake Hamilton and Oaklawn. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group manages both of these fine properties, and you will rest easy knowing that your every need is taken care of. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotels on the web at bphotels.com.
This is Thomas Blagman with Blagman Auctions. On Friday, April 14th, we are auctioning without reserve an 18-hole golf course in Jacksonville, Arkansas. This 145-acre property includes an 8,000-square-foot clubhouse, two equipment buildings, and a pool. Property has the very nice Foxwood subdivision to the south and a 6,000-acre WMA to the north. Less than 15 minutes from downtown Little Rock. Once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to buy land like this in the city. For more information, go to blagmanauctions.com. Since 1938, better auctions have always been Blagman Auctions.
At Stevens, our philosophy is to invest every dollar as if it were our own. To seize opportunity. To anticipate rather than react. To deliver constant focus in an ever-changing world. And to pursue the objectives of our clients in order to help them reach their financial goals. A proven history of helping companies and individuals. Stevens, member NYSE SIPC.
Welcome back to this edition of From the Shortgrass. Real quick, need to thank one of our great sponsors, Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group. Matthew Allen, Blair Allen, they know how to manage hotel properties. So when you need a place to stay, make sure you're staying at a Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group property. How do you do that? Find them on the web, bphotels.com. I want to thank Chef Jamie McAfee for taking time out of his busy schedule to sit down and chat with me. I'm telling you, some of the best food I've ever eaten has been from Chef Jamie McAfee there at Pine Bluff Country Club. Hey, how does your bracket look? I know everybody likes March Madness, but it's time to get the golf clubs out and get ready to play some golf. It's going to warm up here pretty soon. And when you get on the golf course and you find your ball mark on the green, I hope you fix it and a couple of more, because I hope to see you sometime soon. From the Shortgrass.
You've been listening to From the Shortgrass, a weekly podcast dedicated to the game of golf. This has been a presentation of the Buzz Radio Network.